Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perig Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hashoichet es hamisukenes. What does the word sakana mean? Danger, it's a sakana, don't go there. Misukenes means an animal that's in a great sakana. It doesn't look like it's going to survive. The Batanura explains, we're talking about an animal that is so not feeling well that if someone stands it up on its feet, it can't remain standing. Even though with its teeth it has so much kayach that it could bite into wood or eat beams of wood. But that's how animals work. With their teeth, they always have kayach. But if they can't stand, that's tsaris. Now you have to remember, an animal stands on four legs. A lot of times a human being feels schwach, he has to sit down. But the mere fact that a human being can stand on two legs to start with is a nes. It's haflos habayre, how our brain works. You ever try to juggle a broom on your fingertip? By chasana, people do it, but for how long? And it requires their full concentration. When a human being is standing, he's doing it all the time. The brain does it for us. An animal stands on four legs. Even if it gets up on its hind legs, how long could it get up on its hind legs for? Horses sleep standing. Cows sleep standing. These animals never lay down. So if this animal is so schwach that it falls, that's called misukenes. So someone shechts a misukenes. Now, I want to clarify something. In the previous mission, we spoke about an animal that is treifa. Treifa is an animal that has one of the defects that we're going to learn about later, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, that we know with that it can't live more than 12 months. A treifa can't be eaten even if it was shechted properly. But this animal is not treifa. We can't point to a hole in its lungs or a hole in its brain and say, this is a simen that it can't live. But without any positive diagnosis, we see that it's not going to make it much longer. That's called a misukenes. So a shaychen is a misukenes. It's like the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, at she tefarches biyad uberegel. I won't let you eat this unless it shakes a front leg and a back leg. See, what's our concern? Maybe it died before the shechita. But if the animal is mefarches, that means it does this shaking of the front leg and the back leg, that teaches us it was alive during the time of shechita. Rabbi Eliezer says, Daya, it's enough im zinka. If the blood spritzes out with a force, that also proves that the animal was alive during the time of shechita. Amr Reb Shimon said, Afa shechet belayla, even if someone shechts at night, and I can't see if it's moving its legs, but a lamacher hishkin, but the following morning he wakes up, imatza kisalim meleim dam, and he finds the sides of its neck full of blood. Ksheira, it's kosher. Shazinka, because the blood must have spritzed out with the kayach. Ukemidas, Rabbi Eliezer. And basically, Rabbi Shimon is agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. But the halach is not like Rabbi Eliezer, says the Batanura. The Chachamim say, their shita is, at she tefarches oy biyad oy beregel. The animal is mutter, if you see it shaking. Shake meaning a strong shake. Either the front leg or the back leg, it doesn't have to have both. Oyache techashkesh biznava, or it wags its tail. So really, the sheet of the Chachamim is kind of in the middle. They're not as strict as the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says we have to see the behemoth really strongly moving both a front and back leg. Mishnah calls the front leg a yad, biyada beregel. They're not being as lenient as Rabbi Eliezer, who says, and Rav Shimon for that matter, it's enough if the blood spritzes, but they hold there has to be a movement, but it can be either the front leg or the back leg or its tail shaking. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Echad Behema Daka ve'Echad Behema Gasa. These halachos apply to both a Behema Daka. Behema Daka means smaller animals, a sheep, a goat, ve'Echad Behema Gasa, or a large animal, like a cow. It has to show the same signs of life. We have to know that it was shechted and it didn't die beforehand, if it was a misukenes. Zakt the Mishnah, behema daka, a small animal, shapash the yadav la yechzira, that stretched out its foreleg, but it didn't schlep it back. Psula. You see it moved. It stretched out its leg in front. Zakt the Mishnah, she'ena el haitzos nefesh bulvad. That type of movement is called haitzos nefesh. It happens automatically. When whatever nefesh, we're not getting into whether a behemah has a neshama, whatever koyach of nefesh that's in it leaves, this is what happens. But it doesn't prove that it was alive then. When a large animal does it, it does prove that it was alive. Zakta Mishnah again by Medvar Memurim. When do we say that you have to have these signs of life? Shahaisa Becheskas Mesukenes, like we mentioned beforehand. When there was a chazak, it looked to us like, this behemah doesn't have too much longer to go. It can't stand on its legs. Ablam Haisa Becheskas Bria. But if, as far as we saw, it was strong, meaning it was healthy, there were no simanim that it's a misukenes, even if it doesn't have any of these simanim after the shechita, it's still kosher. We're not going to say, it didn't move, it must have died before the shechita. No, we only say that if there was reason to believe that this behemah doesn't have too much longer to go. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah, there's treifa and there's misukenes. Treifa means you can point out to one of the many treifas that we'll learn about and say, this is a simon, this animal couldn't have lived for 12 months. Now, it could be the animal looked very healthy, but we know that for a fact. So therefore, the animal is treifa. Then there's a misukenes. There's nothing in this animal that we can say, vade can't live for 12 months, but we see how weak it is. See how lethargic it is. It can't even stand on its own feet. Even after you lift it, it falls down. That's called a misukenes, and we would need a little bit of a guarantee, or a lot of a guarantee, that it didn't die before shechita. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that guarantee is, it has to be mefarches biyada beregel. It has to shake both its front and hind leg. Not just shake, but a strong shake. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's enough if, after the shechita, the blood comes out with a kayach, comes out of the base of shechita. Rav Shimon says, let's say you shecht it at night, in the morning you see that the koisle base of shechita, the sides of its neck, are full of blood, that's enough. That teaches us that the blood spritzed out. The Chachamim aren't as strict as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. They say it doesn't have to be Pirchas, both Biyada Beregel, be either one, but they're not as lenient as the Shitas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Shimon. The blood simon is not enough. There has to be some strong shaking of either the front leg or the back leg. These simanim are required under these circumstances, whether it's a behemah daka, like a sheep or goat, or whether it's a behemah gasa, like a cow. There's one chilik, though, a behemah daka, that just stretches out its foreleg, but doesn't pull it back. That doesn't prove anything, because that's a simon of itzos nefesh, by a behemah daka, that it does that as its nefesh goes out. Now, these simanim are only necessary if the behemah was so shvach, that even if you lifted it, it fell down. But if, as far as we're concerned, it looks like a healthy animal, it doesn't bother us that there was no pirchas, that there was no shaking, we're not going to assume that something went wrong.